Well, you know it's an election year because the globalist foot soldiers are out there circle jerking each other and taking hormone blockers and destroying World War I monuments and setting police cars on fire. FBI, anything? FBI is ass how? Any? No? No? They don't care about Palestine. They don't care about Rafah. They don't care about Gaza. They don't care about any of these places in the shithole parts of the planet. They just want to set things on fire. They're not humanitarians. They don't care about impoverished brown people. These are all a bunch of oppression tourists over here who are mentally ill firebugs, and they know that they can set shit on fire as long as they wave whatever stupid fucking flag flavor of the week it is. It's the Pussy Hat Week, or the BLM Week, or the Ukraine Week, or the Gay Week, or the Palestine Week. That flag right there is the Don't Arrest Me, Bros. George Soros has me covered. That's what's going on over here. They're vandalizing World War I statues and setting American flags on fire in front of this because they're trying to get us on the side? No. These people hate us. They hate America. They hate white people. They hate everything. They hate themselves, these ugly fuckers. That's why they're all shaped like rock trolls. Anyhow, here's the Gateway Pundit. They just burned down 10, that's a dumb number, 15 Portland police cars. You guessed it. In Portland, obviously. It'll be Seattle next, then it'll be Minneapolis, and then New York City. This is all these Democrat-run shitholes that are completely inundated with these fucking lefty goofballs who are drunk on victimhood status, and they're allowed to set shit on fire because the George Soros kid fuckers won't arrest any of these people. They just burned down 15 cop cars. 15 cop cars. They have just spent 3 years telling you. The FBI is asshole. The Department of Justice. Democrats. The people who set all these fucking cars on fire. Nobody's about the law. Oh my god, look at these Donald Blump insurrectionists. They broke a window in the Capitol, and then they walked in between the velvet lines and then cleaned up all the trash. It's like these fucking assholes, let's go hunt them down for 3 years, spending tens and tens and tens and tens of billions of dollars to find them and arrest them. Okay, well, what about these people? No, that's fine. Oh my god, the civil rights movement. Notice, it's always the same fucking goofballs. The same exact ones. Same stupid, limp-wristed fucking twat. Criminal scumbag groups, the same cohort of mentally ill goofballs, pussy hats, Antifa, BLM, Palestine. It's all the same fucking people, same exact tactics, same exact results. They're all the same fucking criminals. No, oh my god, they super duper care about black people. Those BLM riots killed more black people that year than the cops killed black people. Get the fuck out of here. And by the way, did you fix that, right? Did you fix everything for black people who created the pyramids and the Russian space station? Somehow needed all these unfuckable, ugly, white chick, liberal people fucking help? No. Get the fuck out of here. And the same thing with Palestinians, boys. The Palestinians are like, oh my God, please stop. Stop waving our flag. The fucking Palestinians like, we're just trying to not get killed by all these Jews over here, right? We're trying to not starve to death. We're trying to not get on the bad side of Hamas. And we're trying to not get killed by the Jews. Last thing we need is a bunch of weirdo, non-binary, transgender goofballs on hormone blockers over here setting everything on fucking fire with our flag. That's the last thing that any Palestinian who's trying to not get killed over in that shithole wants. But here is Portland Antifa, by the way. This is Rose City Counterinfo, and it's full of gay people or non-binary or trans LGBTQRSTUV people. And boy, they hate Western civilization, which is fascinating because they wouldn't do too well in the Middle East over there that they love so much. All the we did it for the Haymarket martyrs. We did it for the black and indigenous rebels murdered by slavers and settlers. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? How far back are we going to go on the, oh my God, we did it for the slavery people. How far are we going to go back? Huh? Because every single group of person has been enslaved on this planet. depending on how far back you want to put that scope. Everybody's been enslaved here. Every fucking person's been enslaved. How far? Oh, we only want to go back like a little bit. We only want to go back a little tiny bit. It's weird. Above all, we did it for the Palestinian martyrs. Our attack was preemptive, all right? We're just trying to stop and make sure the indigenous brown black people don't get killed by the Portland police. So we set all their cars on fire. Holy shit. Fuck you, criminals. I got paid for all of this, right? I'm in California, but there's somehow I'm going to have to end up paying for all of this. You're just firebugs. You just move on from talking point to talking point to talking point, setting shit on fire. Doesn't even make sense what you're setting on fire. Setting on fire cop cars over here, defacing World War I monuments. You're probably going to go try to rip down the fucking Rocky Balboa statue because you're fucking stupid. Well, I guess Rocky Balboa did knock out a black dude, so I guess we got to take that statue down. But here you go. Here you go. Antifa. Antifa. It's Antifa. It's all of these weirdos with daddy issues. Dads matter, boys. Right? Holy shit. You knock some chick up. Raise that fucking kid. For the love of God, please. For the love of God. Even if the chick is atrocious, for the love of God, please stick around. Raise that goddamn kid. All right? Because look what happens, man. Holy shit. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. If you want to be kept up to date with these fucking terrorists over here, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.